The painting is titled 50 Years of Sprint Car Racing Legends at the Knoxville Nationals, and it was painted by famous artist Cynthia Bourbeau from Old Lyme, Connecticut. Cynthia and her husband Paul brought the painting to the museum on Monday of this week, and they personally hand-framed it up on our second floor and hung it down here in the museum on Monday afternoon. And the painting portrays and projects all of the winners of the Knoxville Nationals, starting back in 1961 with Roy Robbins and then track operator and promoter Marion Robinson, all the way through the 2010, which was the 50th annual Knoxville Nationals winner, which was Tim Schaefer. And it shows Tim with his victory lane with his arms up in celebration. But besides the drivers, the promoters, the mechanics, it shows the people behind the scenes. It shows a lot of the car builders, a lot of the announcers, a lot of the media people that were involved, going back, you know, to Chris Economaki, to Doc Lemon, a lot of the announcers and people who were involved in the past at Knoxville Raceway. There's even a really nice picture of Arlita Voice, who played a big part in Knoxville Raceway's history and growing the Knoxville Nationals. The center piece of the painting portrays Steve Kinzer's 12 wins in the Knoxville Nationals, and there's a black and blue and white section in the center that depicts the city of Knoxville. And so all of Steve Kinzer's 12 victories are portrayed with his family in victory lane at the different wins that he had with the different cars he was driving inside the city limits of Knoxville. So that's one thing that really stands out when you see the painting for the first time. Also, it shows Knoxville Raceway, how the track looked back in 1961 when the first Nationals was held with the small wooden bleacher grandstand. Shows it again in 1990. And then again in 2010 with all of the additional seating, the concrete infield, the Hall of Fame, of course, in Turn 2. It just is a wonderful piece of history. And along with the painting, there's a legend that goes with it that's hanging right next to it here in the museum. And it depicts all, tells all of the winners, all of the mechanics. It shows the history of the Knoxville Nationals, you know, what was paid for the purse for the first year back in 1961, all the way through the purse back for the 50th annuals back in 2010. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful piece of artwork. If you've got a favorite driver, if you've ever been to a race in Knoxville, you definitely want to come in and find your favorite racers inside the painting. The portraits are just so accurate to the time period when the drivers won the race. Bob Trossel, Bob Wilson, Tom Schmay, several people helped Cynthia with all the history and looking up the artwork to make sure that the drivers were portrayed how they looked when they won the Nationals in the year that they won the race in. So it's just a great piece of history.
And how did you guys come to get this?
Actually, Cynthia Bourbeau is a huge sprint car racing fan, besides being a great artist. And she started a couple years ago with a painting called Living Legends of Sprint Car Racing from Pennsylvania. And we were fortunate enough to have Cynthia bring that painting to our museum for a couple of years. And while she was here working on that and doing the history research, we talked with her about, you know, it sure would be nice to have something from Knoxville, something with the history of the Knoxville Nationals, or just more centered around the sprint car capital of the world here in Knoxville. And Cynthia thought that sounded like a great idea. And she started, about 2.5 years ago, just scribbling and sketching, doing some history work, and the next thing you know, she had the layout complete, and she was doing research on, you know, what Steve and Dana's kids looked like back when, you know, Steve won the Nationals back in 1987, and you could see a very young Kinzer family with Craig as a young man with his brother and sister there, along with Steve and Dana. You can see the families, the histories, the mechanics, the old cars that race, the super modifieds, the sprint cars, the non-wing sprint cars, sprint cars. A lot of the history of people behind the Nationals, you know, Don Lamberti, Ralph Capitani, Bill Smith, a lot of the people that played a big part in helping the Nationals become what it is today are all shown in this. Of course, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is included, and a lot of the sponsors that played a part in Knoxville's history, Weld Racing, McDonald's, Casey's General Stores, Bill Smith Speedway Motors, Garrity Engines, Napa, Amoco, they're all included in this. It's just a wonderful piece of art.
And is this going to be a permanent fixture here?
Cynthia's told us that she'd like to leave this here for a couple of years, and she may take it to the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing to have it there for a few years. What we'd like to do is we'd like to share this with as many people in our museum here in Knoxville for a couple of years, and then maybe have it travel to Pennsylvania and get the Pennsylvania fans interested in coming back that have not already been here to see the Knoxville Nationals in the future. So it's something that we're planning on having it here permanently, but it may take a few road trips, you know, throughout the years to different hotbeds for sprint car racing across the country.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.